Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Rampart in interior Alaska. The Koyukon Athabascan community is tiny, but working to attract new residents.
My name is Floyd Green. I'm the first chief and tribal administrator of Rampart, Alaska. It's a small community on the Yukon River on the south bank. We have beautiful summers and long, dark winters. Kings usually get here at the end of June, early July. And then the silver salmon usually get here in August, middle of August. We have a small store right now at the council office. Gas, diesel, bottled water. In 2005, the state started our road, the Rampart Road. And they put in two bridges, and then they stopped 17 miles out of the community. You can go in a car in early winter, late spring, when it's still frozen. There's 26 of us. We're working on getting people to move back by offering jobs and housing. There used to be like 70 people here, and then the school closed in 1999. And then our population went down to 8 until last year. I mean, we're like one big family. You know, we're smaller, so we all stick together, you know. Come together for birthdays and things like that. And every visitor that comes here really enjoys it. I mean, we're a friendly crowd, I guess.
Floyd Green is tribal administrator of Rampart, Alaska. He's just 21 years old. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ed Schoenfeld and Annie Feit. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.